Bibles this morning to the book of Mark. We're going to go to two separate, we're going to go to our main text, Mark 1, but we're just going to hold it, we're just going to put a hold in Mark 10. It is customary, I've been doing this in many of my preachings I pastored a church, that the first service of the year, that we preach on a fresh start. Because how many know that we need a fresh start? We need something new. We don't want to go off of the old wine that we've probably, or the old wineskin, that we've used. We don't want to put new, wine in the old wineskin, We need a fresh start. We need a new possibility, and here in our text, we can see that Jesus is there, and he begins to move, and he does something powerfully. See, this morning, how many know that it's hard to believe how fast 2025 has come and gone? And as we begin this morning, I want you, to reflect on the last year. Not sit there and beat yourself up. Because how many know that we can beat ourselves up because of the things that might have happened? Listen, some are good, some are bad, and there are some that are really ugly. As you begin to look at yourself, what were the highlights? Think about the good memories that you had last year. Think about how you can thank God, for those things that happened. But we can also begin to think about the not so good moments of last year. How many know that? Every single one of us, we had the good, the bad, and the ugly moments last year. There are some things that we wish or hoped had not happened. There are even some things that if we can do over, there would be no hesitation to be able to have it happen in a different manner, in a different manner. As we are in the first service, how many know that we can look forward to the things ahead? How many here this morning, you already broke some of your resolutions? Raise your hand. You can raise your hand. You had things and you're like, scratch that off already. That failed. How many know that we can make better plans for a better 2026? And every single one of us this morning, folks, we can look forward to having a fresh start. See, this morning, we don't just want, survive, but we want to thrive forward. In our text, Mark chapter 1, we're going to start in verse 16. And as he walked by the sea, this is Jesus, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then Jesus said to them these two words. He said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." They immediately left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little further from there, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were also in the boat mending their nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and went after him being Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus this morning, we come to you, God. We ask that you would help us. God, that as we have a fresh start, God, that we can forget those things that are truly behind us and look forward to those things, God, that your word says which are ahead. We press forward, God, this morning. We thank you for a fresh start. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. See, this is a story, amen, here in our text of Jesus calling his first disciples, Peter, Andrew, James, and John. These men, amen, were fishermen. Fishermen were not in those days, and I don't think they are still in today's day. They are not on the high of the social totem pole. I'm sure that it was a very respectable job, but amen, there were many more better things to do. See, in those days, in Jewish society, most boys, amen, they got an early education. The goal of every boy, amen, was to eventually get to a rabbi status. They would go, amen, to about the second grade. How many know that that doesn't seem to be a very high level of education? But they would go, amen, to about the second grade or so. Then after that, the best would be allowed to go forward while the rest, amen, of them were set back and sent back to be able to find something else to do. Then after a few years, there would be another, pick of the ones that were there. When they were around 13 years old, only the smartest were left. That would have taken me out. The rabbis at that moment would come and they would select those that they wanted to teach. They would call only the ones that they wanted. The rest were done. They were sent back, amen, to do whatever they could find or continue in the family business. And I say all that because we find Peter, Andrew, James, and John. Here is men that at one point, they were not good enough. At one point, they were rejected. At one point, they were turned down. No, 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 no. Maybe, possibility. These men, listen to me, these men were rejected. They had to go through. And this is something that probably ran through their minds. At what point was I disqualified? At one point, what did I do? As they pulled their nets, as they messed with the slimy, listen to me, I love fish, but they're nasty. Amen? Listen, I love the fish that you buy at the grocery store. I don't like to get them because they're nasty. They're slimy. There's a lot of work that needs to go to be able to prepare these fish so that you can eat it. They're slimy. They're nasty. And this is what probably ran through their lives. Is this all I'm going to do for the rest of my life? What might have been? What could have been? If I only had another opportunity, could I have done something differently that they could have chosen me? If I could only get another shot. How many, are there and have said that to yourself? If I can only get another opportunity, my life would have been or could be different. If I could only have a fresh start. So here comes, after they are there, they've been fishing, they're mending their nets, they're getting it, they're throwing, listen, all these things. And then a young rabbi comes by the shore. Here comes Jesus. They're saying to themselves, here is the opportunity that I've been looking for. This might be the point where I get a fresh start. But yet, they had to do one thing. Let's look at Mark chapter 10, verse 17. Mark 10, verse 17. Now, as he was going out on the road, one came running, knelt before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" So Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and your mother." And he answered and said to him, "Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth." Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "One thing you lack, go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor. And you will have a treasure in heaven, and come, take up your cross and follow me." But he was sad at this word. And went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. See, here is the story, of the rich young ruler. Here we have a different situation than in our text. The rich young ruler, seemed to have it all. He was rich. He had all kinds of possessions. He had all the money that he can have over his entire lifetime. But having all that, there was still something that was still not satisfying him. Can I tell you? Do you have all of the things, but yet you are still empty? Do you have all the money that money could possibly provide, but yet you are still not satisfied? That's what this man, he had. Having all that, there was something that was still, amen, not satisfying him. He was searching. He was looking for the missing link to his life. And here came Jesus. Or here he came to Jesus. Jesus gives them the rundown. The rich young man seemed, in the eyes of society, to be a moral person. He seemed, amen, he said, I have kept all these things from my youth, amen. So he lived a life that many of people wish they could live. Then Jesus tells them one thing. He says, get rid of all that, all those things that don't satisfy you or give you the fulfillment of life. Do this one thing, and then I will give you a fresh start. See, here we have two very different situations, two different sides of what we look at the social scales of life. The first story was of those that were rejected. The second story of the rich young ruler was of one that couldn't be satisfied by what he had. But yet in both situations, there was a possibility, amen, to be able to start over. See, the people in both situations, amen, they could get a fresh start. How many people here, you want a fresh start? The one thing left to do for that fresh start is the same in, amen, both situations. So let me ask you this morning, what was the one thing? Anybody? Did anybody get it? Amen. Do you want me to start again? In Mark 1:17, in Mark verse 17, then Jesus said to them, follow me. He says, and if you follow me, see, they've been fishermen of fish, nasty, slimy. Things of life. But now, if you follow me, what I'm going to do is I'm going to change the course of your life. And you're going to be fishers of men. In Mark, amen, 10:21. Mark 10:21. Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, one thing you lack, go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven, and come, take up the cross and follow me. See, Jesus, amen, looked at him and said, whatever, amen, you have, give to the poor, and you will have the treasures that you are desiring for. Take up your cross and follow me. See, the one thing, amen, that leads people to Jesus is when they begin to follow him. See, you want a fresh start this morning? Start by following Jesus. You want to have the best year you can ever have? Don't just come to church, but begin to follow Jesus. In both of these stories, here we have two different endings. We have Peter, James, Andrew, and John. They dropped their nets. The Bible says immediately they dropped their nets and they said, we have found what is going to, bring us from being rejected, and we're going to follow. The Bible says immediately they followed Jesus. Because of that, their lives would never be the same. They saw, that no one had ever seen. They saw things that no one had ever seen. They got to do things. Listen, because they followed Jesus, they got to do things that no one else would ever have a chance to do. They changed the world. But it started, folks, because of one thing. They followed Jesus. Can I tell you? It's not a denomination. It's not a church. It's not a religion. Listen, if you are wanting to get into Jesus because you want a religion, you're never going to find it, because in Jesus, many people say, I've found religion. Listen, you don't find religion. You find salvation in Christ. Religion is man trying to reach God. Salvation through Christ is God doing everything possible to reach you. See, they changed the world. And they started because they followed Jesus. The rich young ruler, he was given the same opportunity, but instead of walking with it, the Bible says that he walked away sorrowful. He was left unsatisfied with the one person who could change and give him fulfillment. When Jesus called him to follow him, the Bible says that he probably walked and said, it was too much. It was too costly. If I have to give up everything, what am I going to have? See, this morning, do you want this fresh start? In both stories, the way to obtain it is the same way here after 2,000 years, and that is that you and I need to follow Jesus. See, you might be, a Christian, or you might have just been playing the Christian game. You have to allow for the first time in your life, or maybe to do it again, you have to finally follow Jesus. See, right now, at this moment in your life, if that's you, you need to make a decision. You need to finally get serious. You need to be able to know that Jesus came to do one thing, and that is, the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. For you to be able to get the forgiveness of the guilt, the shame, all the things that come with, the sin in our lives. See, if you are a Christian, you need to allow Jesus, to be able to lead your life completely. If you're not a Christian, maybe you're just like the rich young ruler. You have all the stuff that you have ever wanted in life. You got the possessions. But down deep inside, Can I tell you? Down deep inside your soul, your spirit, you cannot fill that portion of your life with possessions. You cannot fill that portion of your life, amen, with all the newest, brightest, amen, all the gadgets, and everything else. That place is only allowed, amen, for Jesus. If you know that there is something missing, you know that that is not what you should be. You know that there is more to life than just this. Listen, the rich young ruler came and he said, "Good teacher, show me what I can do to have eternal life." Listen, amen, what is missing in our lives that we are in a miserable state of life, even though everything we have is there before us? You know that there's more to life than that. You can find it. As Jesus walked by, he simply told Peter, Andrew, James, and John one thing. He said, "Come and follow me." See, he didn't tell them it's going to be the easiest of lives. Amen? He didn't say you're going to have all the caveat and all the other things. You're going to have, amen, the mansions that you have ever dreamed of. He just simply told them as he was coming by, "Will you follow me? Come. Will you follow me? Come. Will you follow me? Come." Can I tell you, amen, he is still, amen, speaking through to you and I through his Holy Spirit, amen, and proclaiming the same, amen, as he did when he walked by the seashore as he came. He is saying, "Will you follow me this morning? If you want that fresh start, if you want that new beginning, if you want that drew over, amen, then you have to be able to do one thing. Follow me." See, many of people have made that decision, but we're not talking about the many of people. Will you follow Jesus this morning? See, those that follow Jesus transform the world as we know it now. Will you follow Jesus? Or will you look and say, "It's too much. I gotta walk away. I'm losing what I'm gaining is less than what I have now." See, that's what the rich young ruler thought to himself. "I'm losing out. I cannot do it." Bible says, listen to me, there are many of people since that day that have made that same decision. But how about you this morning? Will you this morning? You've been rejected. You've been unsatisfied. You've gone through many of things of life. And now Jesus is wanting to give you a fresh start. Would you take it? Or will you count the cost and say, "It's too much. Let me walk away"? Our prayers are that you would make the decision this morning to follow Jesus. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed. Amen. You're here in this place and you're not saved. You're here in this place and you're not right with God. You want that fresh start. You want that fresh start. You've been rejected. You've been passed over. And Jesus this morning is passing by and he's saying, I've accepted you like you are. You don't need to change. I will mold and shape you into the man and woman that I desire for your life. Will you allow Jesus this morning? You're not saved or you're backslidden. Will you allow Jesus this morning to touch your life? Would you simply do one thing? We're not doing this to put you on blast. We're not doing this to do anything else. We just want to pray for you, but we need to know who to pray for. You're not fulfilled. You're not satisfied. You've tried everything in life, and yet you are still dissatisfied. You can find the fulfillment in Jesus Christ. He is like no other. He will make you new. See, the key word was he will make you new. You've tried everything in life, everything under the sun, but yet you still are unsatisfied. Will you try Jesus this morning? Will you taste and see that he is good? Will you taste and see finally in your life? Psalms 42 says, just as a deer pants for water, so my soul thirsts for you. You thirst. You've tried everything in life and yet you're still thirsty. Would you try Jesus this morning? You're here this morning. You're not saved or you're backslidden. You want to give your life to Jesus. Would you lift up your hand? I want to pray with you. I want to pray for you. You want to surrender your life to Jesus. Is that you here this morning? You can get a fresh start. You can get a fresh start. Anybody here? Quickly, lift up your hand. Quickly, lift up your hand. Amen. Church, let me speak to you. As we serve Jesus, sometimes we get tired. Can God renew your life? Can God give you and refresh your life? Let Jesus touch your life. The altar is open. Come, I want you to come. Lay hold of God this morning. Let Jesus renew the fire in your life. Let Jesus renew the excitement of your life. Cameron, let Jesus renew. Johnny, go ahead and go get changed. Let Jesus renew quickly. Amen. Let Jesus touch. Roba rando lo bando sharando lo baba barando yarando rolo shiara baba barando lo bando rolo shiara barando lo bando lo shi. God, we thank